You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden.
My name's Cass.
And today we are joined by a very special guest. Got a couple of comedy show festival shows. That's correct. That's what people say. Honk honk hubba dubba dubba ring a ding ding. So it's called
ADB. Yeah.
That kicks off on Monday.
Yeah.
And the other show is called My Client Is Innocent. That's playing right now at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. What a disaster of an intro. Would you believe this, guys? It's my second attempt at it. We had to start again because there was a technical error. I had a practice run and I still fucked it up. Anyway, it's Alistair Trumbly-Birchall.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Look, man, the fact that I got a plug at all, I feel really happy about it, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Also, some two great podcasts, The Pop Test, and also Two in the Think Tank.
That's right.
Yeah. Throwing them all there.
Yeah, you've plugged the shit out of me.
So many prongs in this plug.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does a plug have prongs?
It depends what kind of plug you're thinking of. If you're thinking of a bath plug.
I always think of a bath plug when I hear the word plug.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always thought of one going into the wall.
Interesting.
Power plug.
Hey, today we're talking about the sun.
Like the sun god Ra?
Oh, if you want.
Yeah, we can bring him in.
Yeah, great.
You guys are suns.
There's people often say, that's S-O-N though, we're talking S-U-N.
We didn't have to say that.
It's in writing on the episode title.
Who reads these days?
That's true.
I'm not doing that.
I was going to say, though, a lot of people who are born deaf and then get their hearing like restored or whatever with some kind of science, right?
Did you nearly say magic?
No, I didn't nearly say magic. Give me some credit. I don't think it's magic.
I think it's pretty magical what scientists
can do. I think it's magic cool, but I don't think it's magic.
Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, yeah.
Well, you're a science guy, right?
Who's that guy who said that thing where he goes, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic?
Yeah.
Was that you? Did you say that?
I just said that.
Sounds
great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alistair the engineer.
Mm.
You mentioned before that show that you used to be an engineer.
Yeah.
Did they take your license away?
Yeah, what happened?
They didn't take it, but I would say that my degree's probably gone stale. I don't know.
Is that something that can happen?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, they go, oh, is your stuff relevant enough? But even when I was working as an engineer, I was like, I didn't think I needed to do a degree to do this.
What were you doing?
Like, I was mostly just like plugging numbers into a spreadsheet kind of thing like that, because somebody's already done a lot of the engineering, you know, in terms of in making the spreadsheet, putting in the little formulas about, you know, mine was just about deciding how much, you know, what size of air conditioning you need to put in a room.
Oh, yeah.
So you just put in like how much heat load there's going to be and the number of bodies, number of electrical things. And then you just put in the numbers and then it'll just tell you, all right, put in a 2,000 kilowatt unit.
Right. So really Microsoft Excel is the engineer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Bill Gates again. It always comes back to Bill Gates.
Oh, the question I was going to ask, right, if I was rudely interrupted by you two.
We're so sorry.
Is that people who are born deaf and get their hearing like later in life, they're always very surprised that the sun doesn't make any noise.
They always imagine
it making noise. What noise do you think the sun would make? What do you think they're imagining?
Okay.
More of a hum.
Yeah, but like obviously very far away.
Also, I just want to point out, Cass did this thing where she pulled her sleeve and then spoke through her sleeve.
Yeah, because it's
but
muffled.
But I don't know if it was that muffled. I don't... Do a comparison without the sleeve.
Yeah.
The waveform looks the same on my end. So.
Well, I'm sure the listeners will be able to hear with their perfect ears.
So you reckon it's more a hum? I reckon it'd be more of like a...
Really?
Kind of like a fiery, like hiss. Powerful hiss.
I picture a fire, but I picture it more like of a...
Yeah.
Like a rocket taking off. Maybe it's all three.
Yeah. No, I would... Yeah. I kind of change my answer.
let's do all three of ours at the same time and see if it sounds like the sun. Wait, what did I do? I forgot what my noise was. I did... No, that was yours.
That was...
I did...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1. Honestly, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty sun-like.
I think you put that in front of an animation, like, you know, over an animation of just the sun burning. Mm. I think that people would believe that.
They would believe the animation. They go, oh, that's real.
That's right.
That's a real cartoon.
Can the sun burn?
Well, it's...
What do you mean?
Well, because you've said the sun burning, but I would imagine the sun like on fire, but is it not Is it on fire?
It's technically an explosion, isn't it?
It's it's a fusion. Fusion power. So it's actually like the gravity is pulling in the stuff so much that the, you know, like the hydrogen atoms are just combining and creating helium atoms and, you know, you and then more is that.
So our voices would be like really high up there.
Oh my God, I'm burning to death.
Maybe that's why we can't hear the sun. Like it's usually these really powerful hums, but it just turns into. Maybe that's why dogs get so stressed.
Because they're always hearing the sun.
Yeah, dogs
can... they never get used to it. Their entire life, they're always annoyed by the sun.
That'd be very cool. I guess you could hear the sun. I guess if there was air in space, maybe if we could just get if we could start siphoning off the Earth's atmosphere into space, maybe just like an air tunnel,
a nice tube. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just like a big one of those big old fashioned hard of hearing earpieces, just long though.
Like the Grinch? No. Did the Grinch have a big horn to hear?
That was more speaking. I don't. Oh, was it hearing?
I don't know. I'm just going to Google. No, you know what I'm imagining?
Grinch
him,
horn.
It was a very analog society that they had.
I'm confusing it. I know what it is. He sits on his mountain, Mount Boohoo or something. It has some stupid name.
Okay, right.
And then he cups his hand over his ear and goes, "Oh, are they singing Christmas songs? That's but right. I stole their gifts. Grinch."
And he holds the dog's face really close to his face.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. They should be Big Horn.
They should be Big Horn.
They should be Big Horn.
How's your day going?
Oh, I don't know what happened to me. I feel like I could talk before I started recording, but oh well.
I like the way you're talking.
Thanks, ATP. Yeah. That means a lot.
I like the roundabout way you're going to get to things, you know? And I think that you're creating new stuff along the way.
You're taking the scenic route.
Yeah.
You talked about before the cartoon of a sun and how if we put our noise on it, it would make sense. A lot of cartoon suns have like sunglasses on the sun. And because I'm doing history of the sun later on, right? And I was maybe I'll look up the history of why sunglasses in cartoons. Oh, sorry, why the sun in cartoons and kids' drawings has sunglasses.
Yeah.
I could not find a single bit of information about anything to do with it. I could find clip art of the sun with sunglasses. But it's a very hard thing to Google because you go sun with sunglasses. It just goes, should you wear sunglasses while looking at the sun?
Can
you look at the sun with sunglasses? Is it good for you?
Sure.
What happens if someone wears sunglasses on a date? Yeah. You know, it gives me all this weird shit. And then I put it in quotes. I thought sun with sunglasses in quotes, earliest recorded picture of sun with sunglasses. And then I got the pictures of the sun with the sunglasses, but no information. It was fucked up.
If you tried moving over to Google Scholar, that's where the real historians would
be. Right,
you know?
That's a good idea.
They probably will also have a lot of actual scientific papers about the benefits of wearing sunglasses in the sun.
Yeah, there's too much clutter. Too much clutter on the internet. Get rid of most of it, I think.
And just so we can get down to the good stuff.
Get the good stuff of why, what were the earliest drawing of a sun with sun? Because I was kind of expecting, because I've had sunglasses, which I learned by accident. For a long time. Really? Like in ancient China, they had sunglasses.
Really?
Or they weren't like lenses, but they were like goggles with like slits in it.
Okay, yeah.
So you get most of the glare out.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if there was like in ancient China, if there was like, you know, ink, what do you call them? Those woodblock carvings of a sun with sunglasses.
Yeah. You would picture maybe the Egyptians would have had something like that.
They would have had something.
They were always going on about the sun and, you know, personifying it.
Oh,
they're fucking absolutely gagging for that sun.
Love the sun.
Yeah. You ever seen that photo of like people just sitting in like a Pizza Hut? You can see the pyramids from a Pizza Hut. You know, like,
yeah, the pyramids are super close to like normal town.
Yeah, they're just surrounded by a city.
Why would you go out to build your pyramids?
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
And why would you go out to build your city? You're like, oh, that's nice. I want to look at them all the time.
It's just wild that something so old is next to a Pizza Hut.
Yeah. I think that just might be us living in Australia. Like, yeah. All of our very old monuments were not ever counted as very old monuments in Western society's weird gaze.
Yeah.
And so all of our things are considered quite young, and even though they're really not. We've got the oldest
stuff.
Well,
the big banana,
world.
That's the 80s. That's 80s.
1980, yeah, exactly.
Mm.
But I think it's also the way that they kind of tried to trick us a little bit with the pyramids, because they always would photo.
They tried to trick
I think they always photograph it to just show sand and no city in the background.
Yeah, well, they're still trying to be like, hey, if you come to Egypt, you'll get the ancient Egypt experience. And yeah. it's like, people, there's a city. That's yeah. a, people live and work there. People are so bored in Egypt every day.
Yeah, so bored. And they're just going to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
It's so ancient. It, I wonder if they still have all you can eat there. Pizza
Hut. There was one. I think the last all you can eat Pizza Hut in Australia closed down a couple of years ago. It was in Queensland.
Really?
And I was living in Queensland, but like it was in Brisbane, I think, or the Gold Coast, the all-you-can-eat one. And I was living in central Queensland. And my friend Nick, who I was there with, he was like, man, like got news that it was shutting down. And he's like, man, like used to go there all the time on holidays, man. Like it's like an institution, dude. Like fully sincerely talking about yeah. this all-you-can-eat pizza. He's like, I'm going to go. I'm going to go before it shuts down. Which was an 8-hour drive away. And he's genuinely seriously considering finishing work on Friday, driving down 8 hours, getting some all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut for dinner for 2 nights, then driving back up before work on Monday.
Did he do it?
No, he didn't. But he was so close. I'm like, don't do that. You're stupid. It's just, it won't yeah. be as good because he hadn't been there since he was a kid. I'm oh. like, it won't be as good. Oh, but it's going to be bad.
As if you stopped him. That would have been yeah. so funny.
I didn't
funny.
Stop him. I just lightly suggested that it will be terrible and it will ruin your memories of it because it will be bad because it's about to shut down and it yeah. probably sucks.
I suppose this way he can always be angry at you and not Pizza Hut.
I guess. I don't know if he really holds a grudge. That I didn't stop him. You know, he's a grown man. He can do what he wants.
Sure. I mean, I think the downfall really of all you could eat Pizza Hut was that the price of all you could eat Pizza Hut was probably roughly the price of two pizzas. Which
oh, was
you,
it?
I think so. I thought I always remember it being like sort of either somewhere between like 11 or 15 bucks or something like that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then you go, well,
yeah, what do you mean that's a lot? It's all you can eat.
Yeah, it's yeah, all you can eat. But then you probably can't eat.
But how much
two
can you
pizzas.
Eat?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you like all you can eat places.
I know. I do have a bit of a grudge against them because I think they're scams, right?
Mm. I mean, they are. They can't not be every.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
When you say scam, though, it's more of they're trying to make a profit out of you trying to yeah. not let them make a profit.
How dare they?
Yeah.
I went to a Sizzler, also in Queensland, also one of the last ones remaining, I think, in Australia.
Yeah.
It's just an all-you-can-eat. What, do they have Sizzler in America? Is that a global thing, Sizzler? It must be.
Surely. They have an institution called Sizzlers.
Well, yeah. Is there Sizzlers? Or is it just Sizzler?
Oh, I don't know.
Either way, probably the same thing. You walk in, you can get a deal, right? And this is how they get you, these bastards, right?
Okay.
You go in
okay.
and you say, oh, you can get all you can eat, plus you can get a hamburger or whatever for like 20 bucks or 15, no, it'd be like 15 bucks or something, right? With chips and drink and then all you can eat on top of that. And you're like, yeah, 15 bucks for a whole, you know, meal's pretty good. Plus all you can eat,
yeah.
great. And then you do it, but then you eat the burger and the chips and the drink. And you're like, well, I'm full now. And I don't want all you can eat. And so I just paid 15 bucks for a hamburger and chips, which isn't that good.
Well, yeah.
But isn't it like.
And it wasn't. Yeah.
It's got a good deal for a hamburger and chips.
But it wasn't a good hamburger. Oh, yeah, it was,
but I would say a good hamburger and chips at like a pub is going to be 20, 25 bucks.
Yeah, I get.
So you're getting 10 bucks off for a slightly
shitty. I didn't.
Shitty.
I felt slighted. And also, I felt up on bread.
You know,
so,
you know what you could do? You could get the hamburger and chips and the all you can eat and then not eat the hamburger and
yeah,
chips.
Yeah, why
just
did
get
you
the
eat
all you can
well,
eat.
I think that was an option. Well, I think it was just not to get the hamburger at all and, yeah. and just go.
So really what you wanted was just all you could eat without the hamburger. Yeah. But
you know what? I think it was 15. I think it was 15 bucks for all you can eat plus $5 you get a hamburger. And so I was
so
like.
So you paid extra.
Yeah, I think I got extra. So I'm like, oh, well, it's only $5 for a hamburger. That's great. That's what it was. But then
but,
I couldn't yeah. eat. So it was
well,
20
how,
bucks.
How would all you can eat not include hamburger?
What?
If you're paying $15 for all you
yeah.
can eat.
No, hamburgers is not because it's not on the buffet. It's a specialty item, like yeah. steaks at Sizzler.
Okay, I think you personally got caught.
No, I fucking
I don't yeah, think. I don't think the general populace is getting caught by that.
Well, you know what? Okay, well, fine.
I think really what they were offering you was 15 bucks for more than you can eat. So you had to eat more than you can eat in order to get your money's worth there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we there? We went to a very fancy all-you-can-eat buffet, and I didn't know it was going to be a fancy all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
Does that exist? Where is it?
Yeah. In South Melbourne. I don't know if it's still there. Maybe near the Docklands or something.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Went there. We were going to see a show that night in the city.
Mm. Yeah.
People were going with me like, hey, when it comes to this all-you-can-eat place, I was like, fuck yeah, because my memories of all-you-can-eat, and I don't mind paying the 15, 20 bucks or whatever, because yeah. I'm like, the novelty of being able to only eat ice cream for dinner, that is not something. And like, because I remember yeah. going to a Smorgies and just, oh my God, eating so much ice cream, and then I was with all my cousins, and they were like, hey, do you want to come play? And I was like, no. And I just kept going back and eating more ice cream. I had the best day.
Yeah.
They were like, do you want to come play with us? Absolutely not.
Nope.
This is my activity.
Yeah.
So I was really excited. Then we yeah. went there. It was a very fancy place, and it was all-you-can-eat seafood, and it was $50 a head.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
But all-you-can-eat prawns.
All-you-can-eat seafood. All-you-can-eat
oysters.
That's really good.
Not great oysters, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And you don't want to eat bad oysters, right? Mm. I know somebody who went there and was just like, had like 50 oysters at something like that.
I reckon I could do it.
Yeah, she was like,
I'm overloading on zinc. Apparently, they got a lot of zinc in them.
Oh, zinc's good for you until it goes bad.
Yeah,
do they have mercury in them too? Or is that big things in the ocean?
I think big fish definitely do have mercury. But I mean, if there's mercury in the sea, I mean, oysters must take ages to grow.
Yeah.
They're so hard, except for the bit that you eat.
Maybe if you let them keep growing, they'd just get bigger and harder.
Yeah.
Empty shell.
Bigger, harder. You just start
like lobsters.
I think an oyster, if you had to chew it for any longer than you do, I think that would be really
unpleasant. Yeah, it's like a one chew thing.
Yeah, you want to be just like, okay, get down there.
Yeah, good thing.
I don't want to deal with the sort of texture too long.
Are they still alive when you eat them?
No, there's no way. Oh my God, are they still alive?
They're alive when they open them.
Yeah.
But I think they do that thing where they kind of cut that nerve or whatever that thing is. Maybe
that's connected to a shell. What's that? Can't be doing much.
Eh?
It's just that little nerve is just connected to a shell. That's not.
Yeah, fingernails are pretty hard.
Yeah, but if you cut your fingernails off, you wouldn't die. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
if you cut off the nerves that connected our fingers to our fingernails, it probably is going to hurt.
I'm not saying it wouldn't hurt. I'm saying it wouldn't die.
Look, maybe they die by your teeth. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know, but it's like, you know, mollusks are a weird different thing. I think they're a mollusk, right?
Yeah.
And then I think it's like, you know, it's like eating a slug.
I think it's a bit fun that some things. You open it up at a surprise. Like sometimes you open it up.
What?
Well, you open up oysters, you're like, oh my God, this is delicious.
Yeah.
But it likes it's the most disgusting thing, looking thing in the world.
Yeah, but like it's what a treasure chest. And then sometimes you open up a clam pearl.
It's true.
Yeah, sometimes you do that.
Yeah,
what was the last time you'd open up a clam and there was a pearl in there, Cass?
I watched clams be opened in front of me.
And there was a pearl in there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was a pearl factory.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
And there's like YouTube.
It's also rude of them to call it a pearl factory, come to think of it.
It's a clamory, really.
It's a clamory. Sorry, please continue.
No. I was going to say, though, I remember there being like a Facebook Live lady who I guess sold pearls, but she just would maybe, but she would just maybe, or maybe she wasn't opening them there, but she was just sizing pearls and kind of talking about them.
But
she goes, oh, this is
lady.
Like a rose pearl and this is a this pearl. And then people, I guess, would just be like, I want that pearl. Like that, you know? It was just the same time where people were always like selling those leggings on Facebook Live
Lululemon.
As well. Yeah.
No.
The other one there.
Lularose.
Lularose or Lularay.
You say Lululemon?
Lululemon.
Is that how you say it? I've been saying Lululemon like an idiot.
I imagine Lululemon? It's the fancier one because that's more annoying.
Lululemon.
I went there once. I went in and I was like, oh my God, I was doing aerials and stuff. So you needed to wear like really long pants. But I'm like, I don't want them to go see through.
What do you mean by aerials?
Like doing silks on ropes and stuff. Like,
oh, right. Okay.
Do circus stuff.
Oh.
And you need pants, otherwise you get rope burn. And a lot of leggings that I was buying were very cheap. So you go a bit see through when you like bend over and stuff. Ugh. And that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Sure. So I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm going to have to splash out and buy like the fancy wanker leggings. And I went in and I was like, hi, I'm doing aerials. I just need leggings that you can't see through if you bend over because that sucks. And she was like, oh my God, yeah, of course, here they are. And you can still see through them. I was like, this is ridiculous. She's like, yeah, well, you need to wear black or like a flesh tone underwear. And I'm like, I'm not paying $145 for pants that I then have to buy like utility underwear for.
Yeah. Well, I need to just wear normal pants, like trackies, tracksuit pants.
Or like
because
a suit
you need
pant.
To be able to lift your legs up really high.
Yeah,
you need that in a tracksuit pants.
No,
they're flexible.
They're flexible, but sometimes you'll have to adjust your pants. Like, have you ever like bent over in jeans and then you have to like pull your pants up, or like bent over in trackies and it's a bit uncomfy, so you like pull your knees? You can't do that if you're, you know.
I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can't do that if you're in the air and you're holding on to make sure you don't fall off and break your back.
Yeah. It's a lot to think about. You don't want to be adjusting your crotch and things like that.
Exactly. Sort of, like, you don't want to be like, oh, just gotta tug that one up. Yeah. Furious. Never bought them. Angry at him.
Yeah.
They can have the wanker name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lularose. Did you watch the documentary about
that? I've watched a bunch of it. I do remember my beloved sort of seeing her friend doing it. And she's like,
this is like I don't know what this is. Is this like a pyramid scheme?
Big pyramid
scheme. It's like Tupperware, but leggings.
Yeah. Their whole thing was like people, you know, they had these very soft leggings, so many different varieties. And then people would be like, well, they didn't sell them in stores. You could only sell them.
Oh. In your lounge room.
Yeah, from your lounge room or going visiting other people's, like kind of like Tupperware and things like that. And then my partner was kind of like watching her friend do it. And she was like, because she also liked a lot of the patterns. And then she was like, maybe I could do it and things like that. And then the whole thing started collapsing and it was like,
yeah,
ah, thank God.
Nice. Well, at what point do you have to get, like, how early do you have to get in on a pyramid scheme to be as close to the top of the pyramid as possible?
The second, if you want to get in on a pyramid scheme, yeah, you have to be the first person they pyramid to. Mm, yeah. So you've got to be the first in the downline.
Second people in the pyramid is getting, like, losing money?
No, I reckon
they might be doing okay.
Yeah, like the people near the top are okay. But I think, wasn't it something like if you started a pyramid scheme and you made it work, so like you have to recruit like 10 more people or whatever to like make your money. It only works like 8 times.
What do you mean?
Until you've reached everyone.
On Earth?
Maybe it's 16.
What?
Hang on.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
what do you mean you've reached everyone?
I guess it's just that thing about what's that?
Six degrees of separation?
You know, but that thing where it's like we were talking about a lot during COVID there.
Logarithmic stuff.
Yeah.
Logarithmic scale.
No. Tower of Fools or something.
Tower of Fools? Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but that exponential.
Oh,
I guess it's like if 8 people have to then get 8 people, then 8 people have to get 8 people and things like that or whatever it is, you know?
Oh, yeah, that kind of stuff.
That probably would get you to a very big number quite quickly.
Mm.
I don't know exactly what the thing is.
But I think it's, 15 cycles.
And then you get everyone on Earth.
Yeah, so one person. Crazy. So if you start with one person, so if you have to recruit 5 people, it's 15 cycles. And then you reach, like, over 7.6 billion people.
Shit. That's easy. 15? I could do that. Okay. If you had to start a pyramid scheme, what would you sell? Are you going to try and sell like frogs or something cool? You
know? I reckon so.
Because they're all boring, like, oh, plastic. I guess they're useful, which is, I guess, you got a bigger market. But I reckon, I don't know, people buy frogs or something.
Okay, I'm a fan of pyramid schemes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're funny.
Finally, someone's saying it.
Yeah.
I think they're good to look at, but I see a lot of them. So they're either marketed as like something that is like convenient, like, oh, this is going to like improve your life. Like the LuLaRoe stuff is like, oh my God, they used to use the word buttery, like these amazing soft buttery leggings.
Buttery, really soft fabric.
Yeah. Apparently they were really famous for their really soft fabrics. They did like.
Yeah, but buttery, I don't know if that's a selling point.
It seems odd, the idea that you would want very sort of slippery leggings.
Although, but think about it now, if someone said, hey, put these pants on, they're buttery.
I'd put them on.
I'd put them on straight away. So, I take it back. Buttery's good.
Yeah. But sometimes it's convenient, like, hey, if you do Tupperware, you're going to save a lot of money. Like, hey, if you wear these pants, you're going to be like super comfortable. It's like, hey, like a new innovation. But mostly it's selling people things people are scared of. Like
the frogs. Yeah. People hate frogs.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's my pitch.
Yeah.
All right. I got all kinds of frogs here and also toads, but I don't put that on the heading or whatever because people don't like toads. They're gross.
Sure.
I got toads if you need toads.
Yeah. But you call them wartless toads, like toads that, you know, they won't cause warts.
Or you say warted frogs. Huh? They're just frogs with warts. That doesn't really glitz them up like
no.
I thought maybe it did.
Sorry, I got involved in your pitch.
You got in my head, man. You're ruining it. All right, I got a whole bunch of frogs here. You want a fly free house? You get 10 frogs, you let them loose. You just got to make sure. Also comes with a, you also got to buy as well. I'm just adding to it now. Mm. Genius move. You got to buy a humidifier for the house because if they're too dry, they get all scaly and gross.
That's part of the initial package, I imagine.
Yeah, part of the package. You also have to get some kind of plants that attract flies so they don't starve to death.
Well, I have a problem in my house. You know, sometimes we have fruit and the fruit, when it ripens, we kind of start getting those little fruit fly things. Will the frogs solve that problem?
Absolutely. But you have to buy a smaller frog, of course.
They're
fruit frogs. They live by the fruit bowl. They don't eat the fruit. They just eat the little flies.
I love how perfect
this
is.
Well, do you know what? You start this and in 5 years, I'm going to come in with my pyramid scheme.
Mm. Yeah.
I sell
cats to eat the frogs.
No, I'm going to sell anti-mold protectors and have you seen those things on the internet where it's like a device you put into water with fruit and it like jiggles the fruit around until dirt comes off of the fruit?
No.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like this. I don't know if it's a blue light or if it's a UV light or it's something, but it's
and
pretty
it
much
jiggles the fruit.
It like cleans. It's meant to clean fruit, and people put these little devices that glow blue in the water with their fruit. It like bubbles around, the fruit sort of moves, and then all this dirt falls off of the fruit and into the water.
Huh.
And it like
fruit dirt.
Yeah,
fruit
I've dirt. Seen so many people do it and then be like, wow, my fruit was dirty. I'm glad I've got this device. And I'm like, do I need that device? Anyway, I'm going to sell that. So it's like, oh, hey, you've been harboring flies in your house. I know you're worried about the fruit. I'll come over. Oh, you've got a frog house? Amazing. You want these anti-mold patches for the humidifying. Perfect. Yeah. We got that sorted. Yeah, we'll just throw them in if you spend more than $125. And have you got... Hey, have you got this little fruit cleaner? Beautiful. Give me some of your fruit. Oh, look, little fly larvae coming off of this. You'll need this. But, you know, you can keep your frogs if you do this. If you buy my products, you can keep your frogs.
That's true. But then what about if we get rid of all the fly larvae? Will there not be any more flies?
Well, then drop.
Oh, well, that's when you can come in with your pyramid scheme.
Oh, yes. Please, buy flies. Buy my flies.
Well, I was thinking I would try and sell some flies at the start, you know, get that ecosystem going.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know how... a lot of the big smoke cigarette companies also own like the Nicorette patches and they
that's a good idea.
It's kind of that sort of situation. I own the flies, I own the frogs. You need both or you're one or the other.
Yeah.
Money to me. Hayden, frogs.
I like that.
Haydensfrogs.com.
You know, because I think another thing that you could pyramid scheme is bees, right? And just designer bees.
That's good.
Because you think about it, you go, hey, the ecosystem's collapsing and we need things to pollinate like that.
Guilt people into it. That's good.
Yeah, you got to get people scared.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I didn't mean they were selling fear, but you got to make them scared of something.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Why I reckon like, you know, fruit purifier.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know how you need
my dirty fruit?
I won't wonder about that because, you know, like all fruit would have been dirt at some point.
That's true.
And so then you think, well, maybe this light's just turning it back to dirt. It's getting rid of all the whatever the plant did to make it. It just turns it back to dirt. And then, but then maybe you need to eat a little dirt.
I think you should be eating dirt. To be honest, it's full of minerals. I mean, it's meant to be full of minerals. We've ruined it, but that's where food comes from.
My partner was working at a market for a while, and like a sort of not like a ritzy area, but where people are, you know, those fake rich hippies who are like organic stuff, but they're big posers. Anyway,
like they're hippies, but they can afford to eat organic. So
Anyway, people would like. They'd buy like fruit and veggies from her stall and then they'd drop them. They're like, oh no. And she'd be like, hey, it was in the ground yesterday. Like, we didn't wash them. They're from the ground. It's fine.
This is a root vegetable.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, I guess.
Also, organic stuff, they still use pesticides on it. It's just not artificial ones. This is just something about the idea of organics is that doesn't mean you don't use pesticides, but you use non-synthetic ones, but non-synthetic pesticides can still be bad and can still have like neurotoxins in them. And because they're non-synthetic and not as effective, you sometimes have to use more.
Get more of those neurotoxins.
Tox my neurons.
Yeah, tox them up, baby. I'm high on organic fruit.
I was going to say they should invent some neuron toxins that are good for you and fun. Or is it that drugs, I guess, right?
I think that's still a toxin though, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess it's not good for you.
They should make a neurotoxin that's good for you.
Yeah, why are they going to embed them? Are there any neuro opposite? What's the opposite of a toxin?
Like
wellness.
Health, yeah, well.
Are there any neuro wellness? I guess like fish oil or something.
I think
isn't good fats good for brain? I've heard
omega-3.
That
omega-6.
If anything looks like a brain, it's good for your brain. Like walnuts like and walnuts? Cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a drawing of a brain.
Drawing of a brain, eat that.
The human scrotum.
Have a munch.
I ate brains once.
What?
I ate brains once.
Yeah, of course.
Cheap brains.
Yeah, right.
That'd be good for your brain.
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you get smarter after?
Yeah.
Did you inherit the sheep's memories?
Yeah, I love wool and I hate the farmer.
You love wool?
Yeah.
Do sheep like wools?
Yeah, and I hate
walls.
Wool.
Wool.
Oh, wool. Well, that makes sense. I was like, I don't know. That was a stereotype about sheep.
No, they like
walls.
Being warm.
Wool.
Started thinking four legs were good and two legs were bad.
I reckon so.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Hey, can I tell you another good fact about warm?
About what?
Warm?
Warm. If we're talking about wool and being warm.
Sure.
No, I'm very interested about warm.
Do you know the sun, like the surface of the sun is only like 5,500 degrees?
That's pretty hot.
But I thought it would be hotter.
Yeah, you would think it would be
hotter. I thought it would be so much hotter.
Well, I think bushfires get to like in the thousands of degrees, like 3,000 degrees maybe. I could be making that up, but that sounds right. Maybe.
It sounds like it's enough to melt steel beams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's well. How hot's the middle of the sun? Or do we not know?
15 million.
15 billion.
Million.
Oh, wow.
15 million. Yeah, 15 million degrees.
Celsius?
Yeah, this is all Celsius.
Yeah, nice.
If you want Fahrenheit, it's 27 million on the outside, 10,000 on the inside.
Wait, 10,000 on the inside? Did you say a million Celsius?
Wait.
So on the outside,
yeah.
27 million Fahrenheit, 15 million Celsius. And on the, sorry, that's the inside. Okay. So the inside of the sun.
Okay, inside, okay. Inside.
27 million Fahrenheit, 15 million Celsius.
Okay.
And on the surface, yeah. 10,000 Fahrenheit, 5,500 Celsius.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right. Also, I think like the outside where the sun starts is very it's very far away, right? Because I think they're sending some probe into the sun right now.
Are they?
I think so. Like they're like you know it was the first thing we've ever shot in towards the sun, and I think they were like, all right, we've gone through the entrance of the sun's atmosphere, the beginning of this. I think maybe actually we are in the sun's atmosphere. So maybe that's not the case. But there is some line that we crossed it.
Okay.
Nothing had ever done.
Well, I think we must be in its atmosphere or we're in its gravitational pull. But that's
we're definitely
in its that's not the same as the atmosphere.
Pull.
The moon's not in the atmosphere.
Yeah, but I think maybe we're still affected by solar winds. And so I think that must mean that we're within its atmosphere.
Well, actually, yeah. I've been, you want to hear some history about the sun?
I'd love to hear it. Is this about sunglasses?
It's about the Carrington event of 1859. You guys know what a Carrington event is?
That's some sort of horse.
Does sound like a breed of horse.
It's a race, yeah.
I feel like I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
You think a Carrington, it could be like a derby or something, the Carrington event.
Yeah.
No, it was a solar flare that knocked out a bunch of power in Canada.
Ooh.
Canada
so
power.
It happened in 1859. All over the world, including Queensland, Australia.
Really?
There was northern lights, but they weren't northern. They were everywhere.
Whoa, so just like an aurora borealis.
Yeah, but it was just aurora lights. Australis and aurora of
everywhere else.
Everywhere else auralis, yeah. A bunch of telegraph, because what it does, it like interferes with, it's like an electromagnetic biz, right? And it knocked out a bunch of telegraph poles, a bunch of telegraph operators like got electric shocks from operating a telegraph. And if it happened again, it was pretty like contained. It was mostly only in Canada where stuff went down, like as in telegraph poles went down.
Yeah.
But if it happened again and there's another big one, all electricity maybe would go out, or maybe it wouldn't. Who knows? No one knows.
Yeah, do you know how long it would go out for?
I don't know. Well, I think they cooked them.
Yeah, right.
Well, fried everything.
I wonder if let's say you're looking at your phone, your phone starts like flaring.
Yeah, I don't know if that would happen. But
you know, like if you put like a phone in a microwave or whatever, it would probably like go like, stuff like that would kind of appear like that. And I wonder if that would happen. That would be really cool.
That would be cool because it's all electromagnetic stuff, which doesn't affect us very much at all. I mean, unless you have like a pacemaker or something. But so it would just be like all the electronics would go dark.
Yeah.
Ooh, wouldn't that be freaky?
You know, it's one of those things that that we all believe won't happen within our lifetime. Because,
pandemic.
Like a huge pandemic. And then, and then now it's almost like, well, you expect it to happen.
Yeah,
the
I was thinking
year.
The same thing. Like, oh, there'll be a Carrington event when I look it up. Like, oh, this is the 30s for sure.
Yeah.
We're fucked. There'll be a giant solar flare. And also it's one of those things. It's like, we're overdue. We're overdue for one.
We're overdue for everything.
There's a big super volcano under America that's due to go off and destroy everything.
Yeah.
We're overdue for a magnetic polar shift, which no one knows if that'll be bad or good.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
Or if it'll just mean your compass is pointing the other way now.
Yeah, because basically the magnetic poles will just go whoop and flip around.
As in the poles will flip around or the whole Earth will tip on its axis?
No,
just the magnetic poles. The magnetic field. The Earth will stay in the same place, but where our magnets will point to will shift and go upside down. But no one knows if it'll be like instant or if it'll take ages or if it'll be really bad or nothing.
Crazy.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Will our inherent sense of where we are just feel a bit weird for a bit?
Yeah, will birds be all fucked up?
Oh, birds!
Yeah, and will we have to start thinking of Antarctica as up?
Well, I mean, we could now anyway. Up is very relative.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. But you kind of tend to think of the Arctic as being
absolutely.
Upper bit.
No, I agree.
No, have
you ever seen the map of the world flipped upside down, so north is south?
No.
It looks way... Like it's unrecognizable as the Earth.
Wow!
Like it looks so different. Like the other way.
No, it's not scaled differently. It's just literally flipped upside down. Be like, oh my God, it looks so different.
So I could just take a map of the world and flip it.
I guess so. I don't know. It looks more different than you think it would look. You'd be like, oh, that you, if you looked at it, I mean, maybe I'm just dumb. But I looked at it, I'm like, I can barely even. No, that's the. But everything is so north on the Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is very north on
like
the Earth.
Like when you flip it upside down, you're like, oh, everything on the bottom. That looks all wrong. Ugh, yuck.
Yeah. What about, like, have you ever seen, like, a chair upside down? Does it look, like really different?
You're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ugh. Don't sit on that. There's all these bits poking up.
It's prongy. Yeah, don't do it. Where would you even go?
Yeah.
Are you looking at a picture of the Earth upside down?
Yeah. So it's. Yeah. It's, oh. I've clicked something. It seems very like when you're drawing something and you're like, I've been looking at this too long. I've got to turn it upside down or look at it in a mirror or something. And you're like, oh God, what have I done?
Yeah.
It's not even at all. That person's face is crooked. It's like looking at your own face in not a mirror. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Looking at yourself in a Zoom.
Oh, why is it? Why am I all backwards?
Oh my God. Why is one side of my face like that?
If you had the option, to right now, flip your face so it's the mirror image of itself, would you do it?
No, because then everyone else would know what I don't want to look like.
Yeah, wow.
No, wait. But
so you don't want to look at like your
You don't want to look like how you are now.
So if I, So
when you look in the mirror.
When I look in the mirror, that's me.
Yeah.
When other people look at me, that's opposite, but that's me to them. If I flip my face so that if I look in the mirror.
You would see your normal face now.
I'd see if I okay.
But everyone else would see your mirror image.
Yeah, everyone else would see my mirror image, and then to them, they'd get the same like jump scare as I do when I look at myself in a Zoom call.
Hmm. Hmm. I don't know if it'd be a jump scare.
It like, is to me. Oh no, not
the
Zoom
masters
call,
Twitch of
streaming.
Horror.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of like they make.
But you got a fairly symmetrical face, though.
Well, see, you think, you think. And then I see my
pretty symmetrical too. You too, ADB.
Yeah. I did use a symmetry filter or whatever, one of those things on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it showed both sides and I was like, that's roughly the same.
Yeah,
like,
that's good.
That is good.
I don't know, but like, would you prefer to have like one of those Bezos faces where it's like two different personalities, one on each side?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, he's kind of got like one side's a bit more evil than the other side.
Mm.
I am scarred from looking at all those face swapping filter things.
Yeah.
I have a good side and then I have a side that I'm like,
really?
How
which
do
side?
I fix it? I'm not telling you.
I have a friend who I have a friend who like when you would see his face in the mirror, I was like, I can't believe he looks like that. Like I couldn't believe that like
it looks so different.
It looks so different.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, that is the oddest thing. Like, because most people, it's not like that. But it's just like the whole proportions and everything like that just felt very different. I don't know. It's a very odd thing. It's
I crazy. Feel like I look like I've been punched. Yeah.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
I don't think so.
Mm. I sort of have half been. I was kind of, it was more of a closed fist slap. Like, you know, when you're a normal punch, you'd hit someone with the knuckles.
Yeah.
I got hit with like the palm and balled up fingers. So it was kind of just a slap at a close. It was really weird.
It's a bit of the heel of the hand maybe. So. Little.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I've taken like when someone kicks a footy or whatever, that to the face.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's very different because it's just not meaty. And it's almost I'm never
what
ever
stings
gonna
too.
Well, I'm never gonna do it on purpose, but it's kind of a bit fun. Like if you walk into a door, like when your nose goes all tingly. Like when you get like smacked in the face and all your features just go tingly.
Mm, yeah. I hate that.
I'm never seeking that sensation out, but then every time it happens, I'm like, things aren't so bad. At least this is a bit silly.
Yeah.
At least it's a bit silly. Well, I'm having a silly time. It's fine that I've been smashed in the face by a door.
Well, at that point, I can't do anything. Like, I'm always trying to prevent getting smacked in the face by a ball or door or something.
Mm-hmm. Always. You're always on
guard. I'm vigilant, so it hasn't happened in a while. But when it does, I'm like, well, at least I've got a new sensation I don't always get.
Mm.
When I grew up in Quebec in Canada, near Montreal.
Mm.
And so we spoke French at the time when I was in primary school.
Can you still speak French?
Yeah, but it's kind of degrading a fair bit. But
it's degrading to speak French. I get it.
Yeah. But there was a way of saying like, do you want to fight? Which was kind of, you would sort of say as a joke, right?
Yeah.
And so in proper French, it would just be.
This is like the Australian, so this is the French version of going, you want to go? You want to go, mate?
Yeah, you want to go. Okay. Like, yeah, you want to crack at the title.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
You want to crack at the title?
You know, but it would be, In proper French, it would be veux-tu te battre, something like that, that, right? But in Quebec French, it's like battre, battre.
Right,
like that. And so,
what's the direct translation of that?
Like veux-tu te battre would just be, do you want to fight?
Okay.
Do you want, yeah. And then the other one, but it's like, you fight. You want to fight? Anyways, it's just kind of very contracted. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but for some reason, we met some randoms near a petrol station, and I don't know why.
Always there, randoms.
Yeah, that's exactly where they are. Might have been a tiny plot next to the petrol station, and for some reason, I said this as a. I guess I assume I was like
to the randoms.
Yeah, I know, but like there was already kind of it felt like there was already kind of a conflict. I would never fight anyone normally, right? And so then, but somehow these words came out of my mouth, and the guy went, "Yeah, like." What? And it just started.
Oh, shit.
Right? And then we're kind of like, I'm like, oh, now suddenly people were like swinging at each other. And I remember kind of getting clipped like that and it not bothering me. But then like later on being like, oh.
I guess so much adrenaline maybe?
Yeah. I guess because once you're in it, it's like.
You started a fight.
Yeah. I started a fight. And so.
That's insane.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like I would never feel good about hitting somebody in the face, but
did you get a hit?
I'm kind of interested about getting hit in the face now more because I got by the algorithm and now I watch people fighting and
you were taken by the algorithm.
Yeah, I was taken by the algorithm.
You ever watched Street Fights with Kimbo Slice?
I have gone and seen some of those.
He's a scary dude.
Yeah, but then he didn't do that well in the UFC.
He died after.
He did die. Eventually.
Well, didn't they both die? But one came back to life or something.
Did he die of like liver or something cancer?
Oh, I don't know.
Or liver problems.
So there was two of them. There were two big street fighters.
Yeah.
Kimbo Slice. I can't remember his name. It's like Dada 5000 or something, or Dada 3000.
Sounds like an
R. He had numbers in his name.
Rapper.
Anyway, he was cool. And they had a fight, but they were both pretty old because they were both street fighters back in the day.
Yeah.
And I think Dada, I'm definitely misremembering this, but Dada 5000, if that is his name, died in the ring but came back to life. Like, you know, like he's like you know, when you go to hospital, it's like, oh, he's clinically dead for a minute or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like a week later, Kimbo Slice died.
Yeah, right.
I think.
This sounds like a dream you've had.
Yeah, I could be making this.
But Kimbo Slice is dead, and maybe this Dada 5000 is also dead, but I'm not sure. Yeah, or he's back.
It could also be. Yeah, it does sound like a dream.
He's undead now.
Mm. Anyway, on that note, ATV, thanks for joining us. You got Two in the Think Tank and the Pop Test, your two podcasts. Very, very funny podcasts.
Thank you
very
much.
I love them.
Yeah.
Yes.
You also have some Melbourne International Comedy Festival shows on sale now.
These crazy shows that I'm doing.
My
client is innocent. They're all in inverted commas. Each one of them. That's Meet With Me and Andy Matthews. And that's on at 6 p.m. every
day. It's like a little play, right?
It's our little play. I consider it a sketch show, but of course it is a play. It really is a play.
Is it just sketch, really?
It's one sketch, but I feel like we kind of put in new ideas. We put in different ideas in there, and I consider each of the ideas as being itself a sketch, but it is just
by
a little play.
The same characters.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the same characters and them in their separate lives, you know?
That's
in the same way that scenes in your lives are in some way kind of little sketches.
Yeah, your life's a bit
every
sketchy.
Every day is a little sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your show, My Client Is Innocent, was the first one I booked in the Comedy Festival. As soon as I saw it come out, I went to go find my tickets the other day. I booked them in January.
That's
incredible. Thank you so much.
I'm very excited to see it. Your shows have been my favorite over the past two years, so everyone should book to
see
the shows.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because you, Two in the Think Tank, that's the podcast where you come up with sketch ideas.
Yeah.
How many ideas that are in My Client Is Innocent came from ideas you made on the pod?
There's a very – one of the big plot points that's also in inverted commas in the show comes directly from an episode from even like in the last 10 or 15 episodes.
Oh, wow.
That we were like – Andy was just like, and it was a very silly idea. And then Andy was like, maybe we should put that in there. And it doesn't seem like it would fit in a sort of court case kind of a
but now
show.
It's the main plot
and
point.
And it's now one of the main plot points in the thing.
They let us say what it is or we'll give too much away. We have to see it in person.
It's, you know, by saying what it is, I'm revealing the joke. But
okay.
It's,
well,
don't say.
Yeah, I don't want to know. You also have a show with Matt Stewart that starts on Monday, the 11th.
Yeah.
It's called... Honk, honk, hubba, hubba, ring-a-ding-ding. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that good?
That one's a split stand-up show. So, yeah. You know, do go on's Matt Stewart.
Love Matt Stewart.
And me are just going to go do an hour or 50 minutes of stand-up and just be silly together. And also just maybe like, there'll be a little bit of together stuff, but mostly it's just us doing our stand-up-y things. And so don't make it sound like I'm not excited. God, I'm so excited about it. And anyway, it's going to be very fun. That starts, and that's going to be like at 9 p.m., I believe, every night.
How do people buy tickets?
You just go to the Comedy Festival website. You probably, if you just like Googled our names and like Google our name, Alistair Tremblay Birchall, and then Comedy Festival, and then the things will just come
It'll pop up.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you very much for having me on this delightful program.
Thank you.
We were supposed to learn about the sun.
Oh, yeah.
I think we did.
We did.
Oh, yeah, okay, great.
Weren't you listening? Come on.
I'm so sorry.